Good morning. I am John Rhodes. I am the president of NYSERDA. We are the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, and our mission is to spur innovation and investment in clean energy. And renewable energy is a huge part of that and extremely important to our energy agenda. Why do we care about it? Well, it's clean, so that's good for the carbon. It's increasingly competitive on its own narrow economics. It's good for the balance of payments in the state. It creates system benefits in the form of reducing prices for everybody. And it's a hedge against volatility from volatile fuel sources like natural gas. And that's not even taking account of the externalities, the reduced particulate emissions, and so forth. And renewable energy is also, a further reason why we care, is also an indispensable component of a utility system that is coming our way whether we like it or not. You know, some people call it utility 2.0 or utility of the future, but we're just going to see a world with many more distributed resources, distributed generation, storage, demand response, energy efficiency, coupled with microgrids and controls and intelligence. And so this is a central topic on our agenda, leading to a better system, a better energy system that is cleaner, reliable, more affordable, more resilient, and more flexible. But right there in the middle of the mix is renewable energy. And so for these reasons of why we care, the governor has made clean energy, the clean energy economy, one of his top priorities and of his administration as well. Innovation and investments in renewable energy are going to enhance our energy system and going to create businesses and jobs. So that's why we're bothering. Well, what have we done so far? Well, as we've talked about, we've built out nearly 2,000 megawatts of renewable energy in the state, largely under the state's renewable portfolio standard. We have one of the largest build-outs of wind capacity in the Northeast. We've seen extensive workforce development and economic development as a result. And we have several startup companies breaking into the renewable energy space. And now, we're on the verge of launching the state's launching the state's largest ever expansion of solar energy through New York Sun. So that brings me to our future directions. As we look ahead, we've got a few guiding principles in order to drive people into renewable energy. We want to drive down costs and increase penetration of renewable energy by doing things like attacking soft costs, mobilizing financing, and generally making it easier and simpler to engage in renewable energy in the state. We want to deploy those resources intelligently, where they can do the most good and improve system efficiency, as Gary mentioned. Several of us have talked about the two-edged sword of federal support and the stop-and-go nature of it. In this state, we want to provide greater predictability, both in scale and duration, to drive and leverage others, developers, investors of all kinds, to come into this. While we do this, we also want to build a future in which, and build a bridge to that future where we create a market and an industry that is sustainable and viable without public subsidies. This is absolutely critical, both because we need to, but also because it's possible, and I'll talk about it a little more in a minute. But I just want to emphasize that this is the idea that we're building a bridge to sustainability without public support. It's a design principle. We obviously see a continued role for public support, incentives, finance, barrier busting, to help get us to the clean energy, renewable energy future that we need. And we need those supports to accommodate externalities and to achieve other policy goals. But we also know that everything is better if we can also build that bridge that gets us to a way that engages others on our agenda in renewable energy and in clean energy in general, including energy efficiency. So now let's get to some specifics. New York Sun. In January 2012, Governor Cuomo launched the New York Sun Initiative to expand solar energy production in the state while keeping costs under control to protect the ratepayer. That initiative brought together existing programs administered by NYSERDA, by LIPA, the Long Island Power Authority, and by the New York Power Authority. And then in 2013, in his State of the State address, Governor Cuomo proposed extending New York Sun through 2023 at annual funding levels previously established in the program. And following that, and following a New York, an NYSERDA petition, the PSC issued an order in December 2012 where that commission issued an order that supported reducing and ultimately ending incentives in solar PV by transitioning to a megawatt block structure with declining incentives. And to transition to that mark, to that model, to a model along these lines in less than 10 years. So what have we done? Well, since we launched New York Sun, we've developed a total of 300 plus megawatts of customer-sited solar PV capacity, which is more PV than was installed in the previous decade. But the real benefits lie ahead. If approved by the commission, we believe that the New York Sun program that we have in mind can deliver a really remarkable amount of solar energy. We think under the program we will have installed 3,000 megawatts of solar directly through the program. And we believe that we will have a similar order of magnitude amount of solar energy installed outside the program directly as a result of the spillover benefits that we create, because the whole method is to attack the soft costs. And if we have an industry that is installing solar under our program at reduced costs, they are able to install solar at reduced cost, period. And by the time they don't need subsidies to do it in territory X, they can do it for customers without subsidies. So Ashok's number of 5,000 gigawatts, we see that as within our grasp. So this is a program to pass the baton to the private sector, to build a sustainable industry, to create meaningful capacity of renewable energy, and tap the enormous potential of the sun. This is a long-term play. And it's an example of a program of significant magnitude and duration. I talked about predictability. 10-year program, $1 billion, that's our ask to the commission. That will bring investment into the state, allow solar companies to set up operations and optimize their operations in the state, will deliver innovation in the state, and create a vibrant industry that will serve the customers and create all the benefits that we know we want. A second high-profile landmark initiative under the governor is the Green Bank. And I think by now you've heard something that this is going on. And so let me talk just briefly about it. What is it? It is a state-sponsored investment fund designed to accelerate deployment through various wholesale financing strategies. And we're doing this because we want to, and Dan and Ashok and many of us have talked about this, there are barriers there, and there are barriers in financing, and we want to solve those barriers. Right now, we know for a fact that there are many economically sound projects that are out there that ought to make sense and that are impeded from going forward because of immature systems. This is the first time we've done it. We don't know how to do the deal. Fragmented markets. No, this goes to the other department. We don't do this. First time writing the documents that keep soft costs high, even as the hard costs. We've talked about the amazing decline in solar panels. Even as those have come down, we've got work to do. So the Green Bank is about addressing those problems that are issues like perceived credit risk, brain damage and doing complicated work, addressing liquidity risk, and so forth. So second large initiative. We're also pursuing a renewable heat in the state. In Governor's 2014 State of the State, he announced a renewable heat initiative, a long-term commitment to help high efficiency and low emission biomass heating in the state. This is good for economic development. We think it's good for the environment. And for us, it's significant because it gets us beyond our comfort zone of addressing electricity, but also addressing direct fuel use. Community solar, that's another important initiative. This is part of our agenda to make solar energy available to all who want it. One of the attributes of the way solar PV has rolled out is that those with means and those with kind of the most choices have been in the best position to exercise the option of improved solar PV economics. That's good. We want them to rush in that direction, but we want, for policy reasons, but also for clean energy reasons, to bring everybody else along as well. And so that's the intent of that one. What else are we doing? Well, we're thinking about large-scale renewable energy generation. As many of you know, we're in the process of redesigning our main tier, the large-scale RPS program, and that's an item that is also currently before the commission. It's been successful. We've developed nearly approximately 2,000 megawatts of renewable energy, largely wind, with terrific benefits both to the system and other co-benefits. But the market dynamics today are very different from when the program was first launched. Cost of wind turbines have come down. The capacity factors have gone up, so we've lowered the cost of energy from wind. But the goal lines moved on us a little bit. The cost of electricity is coming down that wind is competing with, and so that wind developers are facing a more uncertain and more challenging future as they contemplate projects. So we're responding to that. We are exploring a range of contract options that could help reduce financing costs, reduce the impact of price volatility on a wind developer's calculations and contemplation of an investment. And we think we have paths forward to improve their project economics. And then more broadly, the theme we've mentioned before, we'd like to bring more predictability into this future and give wind developers the basis for believing that New York State is a good place to stay committed to because we've got a resource and we've got an opportunity. And how can we talk about renewable energy and how can we talk about wind without acknowledging the immense potential of offshore? To borrow praise from NRDC, kind of the Niagara Falls off the East Coast, and it's beautifully near, as many of us have talked, our load centers, right? Downstate and so forth. So we see great potential in this resource over the long term. We're trying to understand its cost profile and especially how to attack those costs and bring them down. That is the big impediment. It's the big gulp factor today, but we know that there are ways that we can work together with the industry to reduce costs, and perhaps as a state alone, perhaps in conjunction with other states, but this is a resource that is in our future. Other things, renewable energy, welcomes many technologies. We see fuel cells maturing and becoming more of an option. We have anaerobic digesters, which are really important to our significant agriculture sector and in the municipal sector as well in the wastewater area. And of course, We continue to seek ways to animate geothermal, possibly the most underappreciated renewable resource that we have. And we're continuing to address, the DNA of NYSERDA is innovation and R&D. And on the supply side, we're still really committed and think pretty good at animating new companies and innovation and startups that can help support renewable energy. So what are the common themes and what in this work for NYSERDA? Well, one, we've got to get to scale. That's what we're driving towards. That's what's going to make a difference. We want to make renewable energy and energy efficiency parenthetically mainstream, not peripheral, but at the core of the energy system. We want to get more impact from the public dollars. We want to work with and through markets, because by engaging the private sector, we can bend them to our agenda. We want to work with and through other partners, our colleagues around government, around the state, and in municipalities, with utilities, and so forth. So you can expect us to explore new approaches to attacking gaps and barriers. And as we do that, we need every bit of innovation and leadership from you and from all of our colleagues throughout the state. We know we can transform our energy system to one that is more sustainable, more affordable, cleaner, and creates more growth for the state. So thank you very much.